You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
We continue today meditating on the O Antiphons. This is the second one. O Lord of hosts and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the burning bush, who gave him the law on Sinai, come redeem us by your outstretched hand. And this is from Exodus 3, verse 2 and 6, from Exodus 6, verse 1. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and lo, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. But the Lord said to Moses, now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand he will send them out, yea, with a strong hand he will drive them out of his land. Jesus once said that before Abraham was, I am. And that was one of the inflammatory statements that led him to the cross in the Gospel of John. Well, ever since then, Christians have understood that this voice of the Lord in the burning bush is the presence of the Son of God appearing to Moses. And it's appropriate that it's a flame of fire that doesn't consume. Our God is a consuming fire, but when he consumes us, we're transfigured rather than destroyed. That's what we hope for in this season. That's what we look forward to at the second coming of Christ, that he will transfigure us, transform our lowly bodies to be like his glorified body. And rather than consuming us, we will be consumed with him. He says to Moses, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Jesus took this itself to be a prophecy of the resurrection of the dead. For as Jesus pointed out, he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And it's that God of the living who appeared to Moses, who also stretched out his hand over Egypt, and with a mighty hand and outstretched arm, led Israel forth from the death of captivity into the life of the promised land. Well, that freedom from exile is what we long for and what we celebrate in this season. As we come towards the celebration of the incarnation of Christ, we recognize that he appeared to us a light that shone forth and even transfigured on the Mount of Transfiguration, but did not consume us, but instead prepared us for beholding the face of God. We recognize that he came as of old with an outstretched arm, not stretching out his hand in judgment over Egypt, but stretching out his hands upon the cross in order to set us free from sin, and taking upon himself all the plagues of the punishments of Egypt. It's for that he came, and it's for that Israel hoped, though not knowing what they hoped for. Let's give thanks to the Lord that he has wrought such a great salvation for us, and let's pray that he would transfigure us to be like him, holy and pure.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.